We finished Good Friday worshipping King Jesus. He was mocked as King of the Jews, yet we worship him as King of salvation, King of all, King of life. And today, as we see a stone rolled away, we remember that he could not be contained in the grave. And I want to start today's message by saying that you may feel that some things of your future are set in stone. Some things that are negative, some things that may be worrying you, some things that you may be afraid of, and it feels like they're set in stone. On this Easter Sunday morning, I want to tell you that the only thing that is set in stone is that Jesus is alive. We're going to read from God's words, and we will see these words from Matthew chapter 28. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Let's open God's word together. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." In these 10 verses that we're going to look at this morning, there are some instructions. There's an invite, and there's some information. The first is some information, and the information is what we've already seen. He is risen. He is not in the grave any longer. He is alive. And actually, I want to tell you that lots of people believe this. This was a survey carried out last March. Christians and non-Christians were asked different questions by a number of organizations coming together for the Talking Jesus survey. And section 4 shows the results of non-Christians being asked what they thought about the resurrection of Jesus. And 45% of non-Christians asked believe that the resurrection of Jesus happened. Does that surprise you? Does it surprise you that at a time where the church is in decline in terms of attendance and membership, and society just seems to be getting into more and more of a mess, that actually the number of people who believe that Jesus rose from the dead is 45%. Non-Christians believing, not to include the Christians. When this question was asked in 2015, it was 42%. Slight increase. I think people from this, a lot of people, even non-Christians, understand the info. They understand the fact that Jesus is risen, as it says so in verse 6. I wonder if we also have that as a firm fact in our life. I think a lot of us do, but this Easter Sunday morning, I want us to ask ourselves, do we believe Jesus rose from the dead? And as we go back into Scripture, as we think about whether it happened or not, we see this account. We see this information for us. We need to look at it. I was a bit puzzled when I reread this. The women, according to this, went to look at the tomb. In Luke's gospel, it says that they were carrying spices to embalm the body. But in Matthew's gospel, it says they just went to look at the tomb. What were they expecting that Easter Sunday morning? They were expecting the stone still to be there and for it to be a tomb. Yet when they got there, the stone was rolled away and an angel tells them the fact that he is not there. He is risen. And then Jesus himself appears to them. Verse 9. Suddenly Jesus met them. Four words that are just boom in terms of your mind. Jesus met them on that Easter Sunday morning. And it wasn't just someone else telling them. They saw with their own eyes that Jesus is alive. The info this morning, the fact this morning is that Jesus is alive. I said that there was some information, two sets of instructions and an invite. Set of instruction number one is do not be afraid. Both the angel and Jesus say this to the women. Don't be afraid. And obviously, when someone comes across an angel looking so bright, let's just think about the description here. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. Something wonderful to be afraid of as well. Verse 4, the guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. There was something to be afraid of, and that was the angel. And when they met Jesus, there was something to be afraid of because their heads couldn't really compute. They saw him die, yet he is there in front of them. There are things that normally we would be afraid of. Yet Jesus and the angel say, do not be afraid. And I believe that it's not just an instruction for them, but also an instruction for us. And I wanted us to dwell on this instruction from the angel and from Jesus and take it for ourselves this morning. I wonder what you are afraid of. I wonder what you fear. King Jesus says to you this morning, do not be afraid. I'm not talking about reverent fear. It is right, it is proper to have reverent fear of God. But this is a different kind of fear that we're talking about. This is fear that we experience in our minds that triggers a strong physical reaction in our bodies. When we are fearful, a small organ in the middle of our brain goes to work. It alerts our nervous system. It sets our body's fear response into motion, and stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline are released. Our blood pressure and heart rates increase. We breathe faster. Our blood flow changes, flowing away from our heart and into our limbs, getting us ready to either flee or to fight. When our brains are revved up, some parts of our brain is revved up, other parts are shutting down. And the area of the brain that harnesses reasoning and judgment becomes impaired. When we are full of fear, it is difficult to make good decisions or think clearly. It's difficult to read non-verbal cues. It's difficult to regulate emotions. It's difficult to reflect before acting or to act ethically. Fear impacts us so, so much. I wonder what you're afraid of this morning. Fear knocks our faith. It stops us living fully free lives. Fear stops us from faithfully sharing Jesus with others. Yet Jesus says, do not be afraid. Why? Because of the information that we've already thought of. Because he is risen. He's alive. So we do not need to be afraid. I just want to share a few things that will help us not be afraid. The first thing is that because he is risen, we don't need to be afraid, because what Jesus said in his words and what he has promised, they will be kept. His word is true and his promises will be kept. 6 times in Matthew's gospel, he said to his disciples that he would rise again. And he did. Throughout the Old Testament, we see pointers towards the resurrection from the dead. And Jesus did. The resurrection points towards God's word being true and him being utterly faithful to his promises. And therefore, we don't need to be afraid. Second reason, we don't need to be afraid because he is alive. And that shows that his gift of salvation for us is secure. So often we focus in on the cross. We focus in on Good Friday. But actually we need to keep Good Friday and Easter Sunday together. Because Easter Sunday proves that what happened on Good Friday is secure. That when Jesus died for our sins, he justified us as he rose again. It says in Romans 4, verse 25, that Jesus died for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. We do not need to fear that our sin isn't dealt with, because he died for them and he rose again for us. We do not need to fear death. And I wonder whether this is one of the biggest ones that people, either in this room or online, or people that we know, fear the most. Easter Sunday and the fact that Jesus is alive helps us understand that we don't need to fear death anymore, because he has conquered death. He is victorious over it. The Son of God is alive. And because we can be united with him through faith, he promises to raise us up with him. We do not need to fear, because in his resurrection we can have hope. Hope for the future. Hope in the presence of God here and now. Hope as an assurance that Jesus and or God will keep his promises. Do not be afraid. He has risen. What is it that you are afraid of this morning? Is it the fear of being alone? This empty tomb reminds us that Jesus is alive and he keeps his promises. And one of the promises that we see time after time after time in Scripture is, I am with you. Do not fear being alone, because of the resurrection of Jesus, he is with you. Are you afraid of dying? this empty tomb and the fact that Jesus is alive says that death is not the end. And we will live with Jesus forever. Maybe you are afraid of the dark. And those 3 hours of darkness on Good Friday epitomize the fear that you have. Yet this empty grave and the fact that Jesus is alive shows that light conquers darkness. Do not be afraid. Maybe you are afraid of change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the same Jesus that came bursting forth on that Resurrection Sunday is able to say to you today, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Maybe it's the fear of failure. And this shows that Jesus deals with our failures. Yet this shows that he is more than sufficient to restore us after them. And as I said at the beginning, maybe that there are people who are fearful that your future is set in stone. And all you can see is your future that is set in stone and it doesn't look good. Do not be afraid. He is risen. He isn't confined by the stone of the grave. And you will not be either. An instruction, do not be afraid, based on information that he is risen. And then an invite. Come and see. The angels say to the women, he is not here, he is risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. On this Easter Sunday, Jesus is saying, come and see, come and experience, come and encounter me in my risen glory. Look once again at Scripture. Saturate yourself with the truth of it. But also by his Holy Spirit, we can say, Jesus, would you show us by your Holy Spirit that you are alive? Help us to encounter you today. There's an invite to encounter Jesus today. And then the second instruction. Green means go. Both the angel and Jesus say go. The angel says to the women, go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Jesus says to the women, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. We are to be people who go. And a lot of the people, 45% of the people that we go to, already believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. Can I encourage you to tell someone today? And maybe the thing that you need to tell them is don't be afraid. You do not need to be afraid anymore. Because Jesus is alive. He is risen. Just as he said. I wonder what it is that you fear. Will you bring that to Jesus this morning? Will you accept his invite to come to him? Meet with him and allow him to minister to you. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for the women that went to the tomb and became the first witnesses of your resurrection. I thank you that they didn't just jump to being a witness, but they met with you, they encountered you first. And I pray, God, that by your Holy Spirit, we in this room and watching online will encounter you this morning. Risen Jesus, show us that you are alive. And in your resurrected presence, speak into the places in our lives where we are afraid. And maybe we've brought a fear to you time and time again. And on this Resurrection Sunday, we bring it before you again. Maybe we've brought before you our failures time and time again, and we bring them before you again. And in your resurrected presence, we thank you, God, that you instruct us not to be afraid and you show us why. Thank you, Jesus. And for those in particular who have looked into their present situation or into the future and just seen it as a, well, that's it, that's set in stone, that's my lot, that's me done. I pray, Jesus, that you will minister into that situation and bring your hope through the presence of your Holy Spirit. And speak into that situation and help them to know that the only thing that is set in stone is that you are alive. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.